Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Waking up late with Dougie.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined here in the studios today by Peter Leonard.
Good afternoon. Can I make a complaint, by the way? Is there studio management here today? There's no paper towels in the men's room.
All right, well,
that's the first time. I'm serious. My hands are soaking wet. I just peed, and this isn't water. I was afraid to wash my hands.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Disgusting. Pete Leonard, and of course, Elgin David.
Yes, thank you for tuning in. What's up, everybody?
And welcome in. By the way, we're going to make a few announcements today on the show.
It's announcement day.
Yeah, we have there's going to be a couple changes. We're bringing in a new co-host.
Changes.
Yeah, we're bringing in
Bowie, man. Come on. Go ahead. What happened?
You were rushing me to start, so it's great when I talk and Peter just takes words I say and says, "Why don't we do this? Why don't we do that?"
Singing. Right.
Changes.
Your rendition was fine. It was good enough.
Right. And changes are coming. So what are the changes, Dougie? What are we talking about?
Anybody who heard the show, the regular show yesterday, John and I got into another debate.
Oh, boy.
You know, I don't mind arguing about stuff, getting heated, because, you know, when I'm making a point, I can speak loudly and authoritatively.
Pushy fucking Jews.
Which, listen.
Wow. My God.
And
I wear my chai around my neck, and, you know.
Just let that be known. You know, Peter
Jewish knows.
Peter Leonard's Jewish.
Right.
Before we, you know.
I'm a pushy fucking Jew. But not like John Levine. He's a stubborn pushy fucking Jew.
Listen, don't. This is you talking.
Go ahead. I want to hear your, go ahead.
Smart guy, well-spoken, well-read guy. You know, that's why he's on the show. I like, you know, he has a different, him and I are completely opposite ends when it comes to our ideologies on a lot of things. You know, I can do push-ups. He can't. You know, there's words that he knows that I don't know or can't even pronounce.
Right.
So there's a trade-off in life. You know what I mean? We all have our, you know what I mean? You know, somebody grabs your wife and starts beating the shit, you know, trying to, you know, who'd you rather have, John Levine or Dougie Almeida?
Oh, I mean, are you kidding? Look at all these belts, and we're sitting in Dougie's trophy room, literally.
Yeah.
Now, if he says this.
And I would honestly say that if you're on like $1 million, I want to make $1 million, whatever, what's that game show? And you had to call a friend.
Right. Yeah.
He'd probably be a good source to call.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Smart. So.
Yeah, and if you needed somebody to come and break dance, you call me.
Yeah.
If you need somebody to just annoy the shit out of you, you call Peter.
Yeah. If you want to get rid of parents at your house, just, hey, you guys, if you don't mind, you can stay at the house for a few more days, but my friend Peter's got to stay here
because
he just moved in from Mexico.
You don't mind if he bothers the shit out of you.
Peter be sitting there at the dinner table.
Salting the fuck out of you.
Fucking people like, hey, man, we're going to go home. We're going to go get a hotel tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's too bad.
Come on, stay.
That would be hilarious.
You like the...
That's a little, good little side business for you.
You're like the equivalent of a cooler at a casino. Mm. You know, like when people have unwanted guests or your relatives,
mm-hmm.
you know, just invite Peter Leonard over.
Yeah, they won't want to stay anymore.
That's not right.
Why aren't there towels? How come we don't have any towels?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? Yeah. Who doesn't have towels? I'm wiping piss on the floor.
Seriously, what's up with that, though? We got to get some paper towels in there. And there's no bagels anymore. There's no coffee. There's no Costco pizza.
Right.
What's up, man? We're slacking.
Yeah, well, it's a podcast, you know. oh my God. So, at any rate, those who heard the show yesterday got heated. And, you know, I don't mind back and forth, but, I take a little offense when somebody calls me a fucking moron.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's not cool.
You and I have gotten into it, Peter Leonard, on many, many occasions.
But not a personal attack like that.
Well, that's the thing. Here's the thing I'm intolerant.
Keep it light.
Keep it light.
Elgin will admit. You've been very, very tough on me on occasion. Very, very rough on me.
I couldn't be rough enough at times with you, Peter.
I've never.
No, you know, sometimes after we leave the studio, sometimes.
Yeah, you console him,
no,
do you?
No, Peter pulls me aside and he says, can I have a hug?
Yep.
And we sit out there, and as the sun is right about to set, we hug.
He wipes my tears.
Yeah.
Holds my cock a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, he holds his own cock. I mean, you know.
But, you know, it is. I've been hurt. I've called him. That's it for me. I'm quitting. I'm done.
Right.
I'm calling him. I'm not going to do the show.
But I think in the most part, we've never, you know, we've never, like, called each other.
You ever have somebody last 3.5 years?
No. Well, okay. I'm just saying to you, you and I have never, you've never said you're a fucking cock or you're a fucking moron or you're a douchebag or you're a fucking idiot.
First of all, you know, listen, as much as that stuff, some of that stuff is true, it's your show, and I would never call you that on your show.
True.
If we were off the air, you were on my show, I'd say, you know the fucking jerk you are, just you know, but not on your show.
And even with all the bickering and bantering and all the craziness between you two, as soon as we finish an episode, it's the show, and we're back. Yeah. It's cool, you know what I mean? We're hanging out. And
by the way, it is some of the stuff is radio gold when you get so fucking hyper. You're going to have a heart attack.
That's why I come. It's hilarious when you guys go
out. And you know I push your buttons on purpose, but this asshole doesn't do it on purpose. He doesn't do it on purpose. This other moron does not do it on purpose. He does it because he's a stubborn fucking know-it-all.
No,
always
got to
be right. You know, got to be right constantly. I didn't like it from the minute I saw him. For all I know, he had my cousin killed my cousin's sister.
I never liked him. But yeah, he got my cousin killed, but that's past now.
Bygones are bygones.
It's okay.
Anyway.
I told you to tell him you had TB.
And
no, in a
sanitation. You're in a sanitarium.
Sanitation. What do you mean you're sanitation?
And,
you're in a sanitarium.
And you was cured.
Yes. You know, and of course, Talia, you know, who's, you know, I felt bad because him and I are getting these debates and,
yeah,
you know, she'd just sit there and look at us like, you know, and actually he's on the Skype line. So it's kind of a weird thing, too.
So she's sitting here watching you have an argument with the computer screen. And like, wow, that's awkward.
Yeah. So it's, you know.
What do you do?
So, you know what? We've had a guy come in and guest co-host on a few occasions over the last few weeks. And I really like the guy. I think he's funny. I think he's very unique in stand-up comedy. There's nobody like him. You know what I mean?
Hitler.
And you know, he's you know, and here's the idea. The idea of the show is we want to basically do an hour, 2 or 3 times a week,
right?
And come talk about the shit that's going on, and you know what the fuck, and like try to lighten things up.
Yeah, right. Shoot the breeze, yeah, take it lightly, have fun.
You know, I don't know if you guys have just had this shit going on in your Facebooks, but I made one comment on my Facebook and posted something about Trump, and all of a sudden there's been actually like a 16-hour battle between these four broads.
Yeah.
One, Marcy Butter's a millionaire's wife out here in Parkland. One's a fucking lunatic, you know, chick doesn't shave her armpits, you know, bra burning bitch from the 60s, you know, who's Joan Baezing day and night, you know, kumbayaing. And it's they're fighting on my fucking page.
Right. Well, at least they're fighting, not fighting with you.
Right. But I've dropped a few friends already and all this shit, and get over it. What I'm going to say is just get over it. We're into the second, third week of this thing. He's going to be the president. You know, and by the way, Obama did some fucking horrible stuff as president. And if the press had been up his asshole from day one, like they are up Trump's asshole with all their bullshit, you know, it's like, you know.
Yeah, Trump
Obama
being
would not have been elected.
Trump being president is like being with a woman who just got cheated on.
Mm.
Because now she's suspicious of everything. You know, she can't enjoy a moment because she's always distrusting your next move or wondering what your agenda is.
Very interesting.
You know what I mean?
Look at that, man. Excellent.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, think about that. Like, I remember when I was a single, I met this girl was hot, you know what I mean? And the first hour of the date, she's like, oh, that guy was an asshole. Oh, that guy used to do this, that, you know. And I remember I looked at her, I go, hey, let me ask you a question. If I happen to turn out to be a real nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of experience you got with guys like me?
Right.
You know,
why are you talking about a guy on a date?
Yeah, you think I want to hear about the fucking Malouk that you were banging for the last 6 months?
Tell me how great you are at sucking cock. You haven't been laid in 3 months. Yeah. You want to take me?
Don't tell
me.
Just show me. Actions speak louder than words.
I'm a man of little words.
Yeah.
So,
and by the way, I had my joke over on the weekend.
Which one's that?
The airplane joke with the cocaine in the
I never tried it.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, I never tried it. No, I couldn't fit in anything. I will say this, though. And by the way, I had a great time at McGurdy's last week. I don't know if I said this yesterday, but I got to speak to Les. I'm going to see if he could be a judge, one of our celebrity judges, at the World Series of Comedy Satellite at Tavolino's on May 24th.
That's awesome.
Sign up, go to World Series of Comedy, go to Florida. We're a sub-satellite. For $55, you enter McGurdy's, which is in Sarasota. If you're a comic, you got to submit a video. You also automatically get into the World Series of Comedy entry in the into the main event in Vegas. So you do well. Now you're already in that. To, you get on the shows in Vegas.
You going to be there?
Yeah, I go. I'm
You're training? I'm training right now?
Yeah, I'm doing some push-ups.
You're bulking
up? Yeah, I'm doing one-liner push-ups. Mm-hmm. Every time I do a push-up, I say a one-liner. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's a good
idea. My dog's blind. Now I have to find a seeing eye person. Can you believe they found 50 pounds of cocaine in the nose of a plane?
Where else would it be?
Yeah. A little exit.
Both my jokes?
That's why I told him, dipshit.
I know.
So, what was I talking about?
Well, you were talking about the World Series,
World Series of Comedy.
Right, so, on May 24th at Tavolino's, we're 15 comics doing 5 minutes.
That's awesome.
The winner gets $100 and a feature spot at Tavolino's.
That's not filled already?
No. We only got like 3 or 4 people.
Get out of here. Nobody. How much time do they do?
May 12th.
They're going to do 5 minutes. So, send me a 5 minute video.
Oh, cool.
That's all in there. I put it on the event on Facebook. Just go to World Series of Comedy Tavolino's.
Right, May.
May 24th.
And you have to win that to get into the other ones?
If you win that, like I said, you get $100.
Yeah.
And you also get a paid feature spot.
Yeah.
And then you get a spot on the satellite in Sarasota.
Okay.
Now, that's good because now you're on a show where you can, that's a club that you'd want to work. You live
Absolutely.
In Florida.
Right, right, right.
You're a Florida comic or even anybody in the Atlanta. Like, you know, it's a great club. You work Wednesday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're there for a night. You're there for a few nights.
I like that.
That's a great gig.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to show yourself and showcase on that. And so you win that, you get a spot on those shows. Second place will get $50 and a paid MC spot at a Wise Guy show.
Nice.
And third place will get a paid MC spot. So go to World Series of Comedy, sign up. So I've asked Les from McGurdy's to come out and be a guest judge. So if you come sign up on us, you're going to get to see a comedy owner. Comedy club owner, see you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people you may not want to submit then. But, you know, it'll be nice.
Well, it's going to
be, hanging around
it's
Ty gonna, Rivera
it's
too
be a
long.
Good show, man.
I was hanging around Ty Rivera too long, so I'm getting like really like critical of everybody. He's just like, he just says what he wants about somebody. Yeah, he's an asshole.
Oh,
so,
really?
So you finished with this conversation regarding that arrogant fucking guy?
No, listen, I love John Levine. Listen, I had him feature for me at Bonkers, gave him a spot, introduced him to Bonkers. You know, if I didn't like the guy, I wouldn't have done that.
Right.
You know, it's just that, you know, again, you know, a friend of mine messaged me. I heard it and I thought about it. Then I woke up this morning and a friend who listens to the show, who is a comic, longtime comic, he basically says, I can't believe you let that guy, he goes, let the guy speak that way. And you don't knock him the fuck out. I go, well, he's on a Skype line. So it's kind of hard to find. Yeah. But you know what I mean? And he was just like, that's not.
I have to go back and listen to the show.
We'll go back. It's on.
I'll listen to it tomorrow.
At any rate, so listen, here's the exciting part. Being on a Skype line and stuff, there was challenges with that and everything. So it's kind of like not just one thing. So we're going to bring in a new co-host on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a very funny guy. He's been here before. Cyril Dobrik.
Wow.
Dobrik. Was like
Cyril Dobrik.
Dobrik. I always call him Dobrik.
Dobrik.
Cyril Dobrik, very funny guy, and you know, listen.
I like Cyril.
He's a good dude.
He's cool, man.
He says shit that, you know, no one else would probably say.
White guy?
Yeah.
Italian, Cyril.
Czechoslovakian. Yes, yeah, something like
Dobrik.
That.
Dobrik. No, that's probably like a...
Is that Greek?
No, it's like a Czech, like a one of those countries.
Some Yugoslavian, Slavic
country. Dobrik.
Yeah.
Dobrik. Cyril Dobrik.
Right. So,
looks like Drago.
Listen, we're talking about, so he'll be here Monday, so... Come back next
Great,
week,
man.
And
can we
the
leave
new show.
I'll come back and listen to it.
Talking about that on Facebook and everything, you know, this has gotten to the point where, like, I feel bad when something like you make a change like that. You know what I mean? But hey, you got to do what's best for you. You got to do what you know makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you got a guy in the band. You know, he's you know, a friend of mine told me the story. He plays cover band. You know,
mm-hmm.
He says there's a guy in the band that keeps trying to fuck everybody's girl. You know what I mean? He's like one of these guys that fucks all the girls. You know,
right.
And he's like, we don't want the fucking guy around anymore because, you know.
Yeah.
He just doesn't, you know, doesn't get it.
It's a flirt.
Yeah, I mean, he literally, you know.
Wants to bang that girlfriend.
So, you know, there goes the bass player.
Schmuck. I play bass.
Yeah.
Are their wives good looking?
Yeah. Well, I'll have you audition.
The only way I'll join the band, if the other wives are good looking.
We'll have you audition, Peter. So, here's the thing. And being on Facebook, you mentioned doing a political post.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody posted that boring Senate hearing where the Democrats just sat there.
Yeah.
And for 24 hours and just spoke. And, you know, great. It's good exercise. And everybody's speaking their mind. I get all that.
Fuck that. I'd be
sleeping. But there's nothing being done. You know what I mean? And you know what? I don't know about this Davos chick, but she doesn't seem like she was highly qualified.
She doesn't seem like she's too bright.
And you know what? If that's the case, you know, to me, I'd be asking the Trump administration, going, look, just get a fucking Democrat in there to run the education. Just don't put him in charge of defense or talking with the rest of the world.
Right.
You know, I don't want any Democrats talking to anybody anymore around the world.
Right.
You know, I'm watching how the Iranian action is to Trump. You know what I mean? And now they're like, oh, see, America's the way. Fuck you. You fucking cut people's heads off. You're going to talk about how we, you know,
right.
Oh, there's a ban on Muslims. Go fuck yourself. Every one of those Muslim countries don't let Jews in.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to hear a country, anybody from that country say how disrespectful it is because, you know, well, listen, you guys don't let Jews in your country.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling us that we're not supposed to let in. You know, for a 6-month period,
you know,
people from these 7 countries.
No, I wanted to have my bar mitzvah in Afghanistan. They wouldn't let me.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
It's a hot bar mitzvah spot, right?
Really,
come to.
They had a really nice. What's that place in Davie on State Road 84?
The Signature Grand.
They put a nice Signature Grand in downtown Tehran.
Yeah,
we wanted to get our bar mitzvah.
I love when people were posting stuff like, you know, Trump doesn't have any businesses in those 7 countries. And I'm like. Well, there's not a fucking Starbucks either, I bet.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like there's a fucking Carvel ice cream.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, in the middle of Somalia. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, you can imagine fucking Trump ties being sold in the streets of Somalia.
Yeah, right.
They'll be fucking hanging people with it.
They're hanging themselves.
So.
That's where Ivanka's going to put her clothing line right now.
I kind of expressed to you before the show how I'm feeling and, you know, being aggravated and just having to put my, you know, like, so I feel like I'm, you know, getting, like you said, there's an expression. Like
yeah.
When you're just intolerant,
well,
you start
when you tell people how it is and you say it like you mean it and you don't give a shit, mm-hmm. It's like, damn, Dougie, you're fucking savage, man.
Savage.
You're fucking savage, bro.
Savage. That's 1,000 years old.
Yeah. Dougie is dangerous, but now, Dougie 2017,
savage.
He's fucking savage.
Dougie Savage.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a fucking great stage name. Dougie yeah. Savage.
You're welcome. You should do your next show as Dougie Savage.
Yeah.
Why not? Just see what happens.
Just play like a different role. Just do
no. You just all... do your thing. But yeah. Now that's your name, so people will associate that attitude with everything you say.
But if I did it, I'd probably want to write a whole. Like, if I'm going to be a different person,
you want to write a whole new. Bit.
I can write jokes for you.
Right.
Right. Quicker than I can write it for me because things come to my head. You know.
Mm.
And
but it's almost like, you know, Dougie Dangerous doesn't sound like a real name, but Dougie Savage could be a real name,
yeah.
And also it could be your persona too. It's cool.
Bruce Savage was a great, a pretty good soccer player here, American player. He used to play with Atlanta Chiefs.
See? John Savage was a brilliant actor, man.
Yeah.
Fred Savage was on the Wonder Years.
And you know what? I look a lot like that fucking kid when I was. I swear
you
to God,
say
you're, like Fred
you
Flintstone,
should say
like.
You fucking are his
Dougie
fat
Savage.
Brother or
I'm his
something.
Fucking older brother.
No, you grew up. You're
listen,
Fred Savage.
If you remember from the Wonder Years, right?
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a picture of him where he's wearing like a jet jacket, like the one
yeah,
with
yeah,
the
yeah.
green. With
yep,
the white sleeves.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's when he kissed Winnie Cooper for the first time.
I can tell you that I wore the same fucking jacket.
Wow.
And that, you know, I'm going through this big box of pictures. My mom never believed in photo albums, so there's a shitload of pictures that is in
right.
boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's me as a kid sitting there, you put it next to him, you would think it's, you know what I mean?
That's funny.
So, any Hollywood studios listening to the show, you know, you want to put, you know, because he's still doing shows, Fred Savage.
Yeah, him and his brother.
Yeah.
Both of them.
You know, he,
I should reach
he
out
just
to
had
him.
A really funny show on a couple of years ago. What was that, man? He did a really good.
He was like a lawyer or some guy who acted like a lawyer.
And his brother, but his brother was what's his name? That was his brother.
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe. That was
his. Rob Lowe was an actor who played an attorney.
Right, right.
And actually, he would go in the trial with him.
Right. It was. That was a good show, man.
Yeah.
I thought. Did you ever see that, Elgin?
No, I definitely heard of it, but I didn't watch
it. Really
I know him mostly from Boy Meets World and Wonder Years, like him and his brother.
Yeah.
Who's his brother?
His brother is Ben Savage.
Oh, that's
and he played Corey Matthews on Boy Meets World.
Well, I never
which
saw
was
Boy
a huge
Meets
show.
The
and then,
curly-headed kid?
And then they brought back Girl Meets World. And he
that
was,
chubby white, that chubby blonde girl.
You know what? I
Topanga.
I'd rather have a girl that goes around the world.
What a name, Topanga.
Ooh. I'd rather have a girl that goes around the world. Fuck. Boy meets girl, boy meets world, girl meets world. Hmm. Girl
but actually, Girl Meets World just got canceled.
Yeah, well,
didn't do too well. They tried to revive, you know, like an old show, bring it back, and it didn't. It didn't resonate with the new generation, man.
Well, I guess it's not as hip as what do you call it? What's that show that with what's his name? Joey. And,
Full House?
Full House. Fuller House,
Fuller House.
Yeah, whatever happened to that kid? Remember the good-looking kid, Joey, what was his name?
Blossom. Blossom. Yeah, Blossom. And now he's doing shows with the girl, Melissa Joan Hart, who's from an old Nickelodeon show, which was Clarissa Explains It All.
Yeah.
Wow. We're just playing 6 degrees of fucking old celebrities.
Wow. Yeah, but Blossom's on...
she's on what's that show called?
Yeah,
the nerd show
with the science guys.
Big Bang Theory. Yeah. Big Bang Theory. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She's a lesbian, by the way.
What? She has, her name is Mayim Bialik.
Mayim Bialik. Yeah. She ended up, and she's very spiritual and shit. She's got this whole thing going on.
She really reminds me of this girl I used to bang when I used to work for American Express when I was young. When I first started working in the financial planning business.
Uh-huh.
Girl with real big boobs.
Don't leave fun without it.
And she had like the droopier eyes, but she was tall, and she had like the nice shoulders and those big,
balls.
that big cock. She had a big cock. No, the cantaloupe. You know, like those big old. Yeah. I mean, dude, and
pendulous. They're pendulous.
Yeah, and she never. Yeah, exactly.
Love those.
And she never smoked, so we went out and stuff like that, and. Got
high.
So you
have to share your weed with her. That's great.
Yeah, no, we got high, and she had braces. That was the weird part. It was like one of those times you're like,
is that what happened to your cock?
Yeah. Slow down there, Chief, before I fucking,
That's funny, though, man. She had braces. I wouldn't let a chick near me with braces.
She did a fantastic job.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't tell that.
Once you pulled her lips over her fucking teeth.
I couldn't feel that she had a giant ladder in her fucking teeth. I couldn't tell, believe me. She was being very...
Yeah, I got circumcised the second time by a chick with fucking braces.
Well,
brutal.
So that was all. And then after, it was like, that was the best ever. I don't know if it's it was me or slow down, Peter. You're going to keep interrupting
me.
This is like the eighth fucking time.
You can't just make a statement and then not expect.
Well,
I
can't say anything. Can I fucking finish making a statement before you want to interrupt within the statement?
Each statement is a mini statement.
No,
you're
not a mini statement. You're not talking about your dick.
I'll forget by the end of the.
And here we go. Ding ding ding.
So fucking idiot.
So then what happened?
Go fuck yourself.
You sent her home?
No.
Dude, married her?
My point was that she didn't know if it was the weed or me.
Oh.
But she said it was the best sex she's ever had.
No shit.
And I think maybe it was a perfect storm.
Anal?
No, we didn't go that far. Oh, but
that could have been the best sex.
I had a waterbed. That's what I remember. That's how far back it was. I was in a waterbed.
Mm.
70s.
Seventies. I was born in 67, so I was about 3 and a half.
You had a used waterbed.
I was 4 or 5 years old.
Doug is the only person you know who put salt water in his waterbed, so it would actually help him float.
You know, Dougie Almeida, Dougie Dangerous, whatever. He's a high school
Dougie
college,
Savage.
But Dougie Savage, that guy. I mean, he fucking banged chicks. He did bang teenagers when he was in preschool.
Oh, man, that guy was fucking savage.
Can you believe
man.
It? Dougie fucking Savage. Dougie Savage.
Yeah, Dougie Savage has been banging kids. Well, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah. I mean, it also.
In the wrong context. Listen, it doesn't
I shot
sound
my
right.
first load in a diaper. You know, you guys just fucking showing off.
Write it down, Dougie.
Yeah.
Write it down. You shot your first load in a diaper.
Yeah, I've heard him. Yeah.
And I'll probably shoot my last load into a diaper.
Yeah,
too.
Full circle.
The circle of life.
It'll be a load from the back, though. A load of duty.
Oh, I thought you could say you let some guy bang you, and you fart and blow his bang out.
No, come on, I have no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Graphic. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. Well, it's not morning anymore.
It could be. You
we're releasing
know.
The shows, by the
late.
Way, now at like at 8 or 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock
Good,
at
please,
night.
After my boss gets off. You can't know that I'm sitting here at 4 in the afternoon.
It's funny. It's funny. It's funny you should say that. Right. You know, when we had the shows at 9, 10 in the morning, I had a few of my clients. You know, in the financial planning industry, they're like, you know, what are you doing? How can you be watching the market if you're doing 2 hours or an hour and a half of radio?
Right.
You know, between 9 and 11 or 10 to 12. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's recorded the night before.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the Wake Up Play with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hey, everybody.
And Elgin David.
What's up?
And you going savage? You letting people know how you really fucking feel? I think it's a good exercise. I think for the most part, much like the idea behind the purge, where you can get to kill somebody and not be held responsible for it.
Yeah.
I think there should be a day of savagery where...
You can just tell it how it is.
You can walk up to somebody.
And say, fuck you.
Let me tell you about how I feel right now.
And that's it. And then you have
to... And just unload. And that person, that's it. And they can't say a fucking word back.
Oh, no, they can say a word back.
Oh, they can?
It's savage day. They can say, well, you know what I don't like about you?
All right.
This, that, and this, and the other thing. And it's all savage day. Everybody just talking shit about each other. That'd be hilarious. And be like, damn, savage.
I think that'd be a great day.
That'd be fun.
I think it could replace, like, you know, like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Have Savage Day. Depending on how many people get killed, we'll see what kind of fucking year we're going to have.
Mm. Yeah, I'm kind of sick of Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it's useless.
Yeah, let's just do Savage Day.
Yeah, why don't we have the days
flat? I love the movie, though, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
The movie's just so fucking...
That's the only thing you should do on Groundhog Day is watch that movie.
You have to.
Anyway, we'll be right back.
This is the Reverend Bob Levy, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. If you're not, you're probably sleeping, you lazy fucks.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up, everybody?
Actually, a blowjob, man.
Yeah.
Just spit that out.
Shot a load. Disgusting.
Thousand, you're disgusting.
What?
Anyway, welcome back to the show. It's Tuesday night here, Tuesday afternoon in Danger Studios in Coral Springs. Temperature is about 72 degrees.
Feeling good, man.
Yeah.
Having a nice winter here in South Florida.
Pleasant. Not sweating my balls off walking everywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, and this is segment two where we focus on a few things that have happened around us. And, you know, we all know what the fuck is going on. And, you know, by the way, you mentioned that about political posts on Facebook and stuff. You know, I love it. Like, I'm at a point now where I won't respond to anything.
Yeah.
I have, like, my own dogs. I got these dudes that just are relentless. Mm-hmm. And they'll get on there. I'll tag them in the post. And they'll just go and they'll take over. Like, you know, I don't have time. I love when people ask me, well, yeah, what do you think about, what do you, about? I'm like, look, fuck. You know what I mean? When people ask, why is it
what?
That so many people are so fucking concerned all of a sudden about these fucking bozos that are running the government? I don't give a fuck what side they're on. The fact that anybody can defend or talk or actually fucking, what are you, fucking mental?
These same people, I swear to Christ, friends of mine, you could ask them for the last 20 years, who the vice president was or who the senator of the Senate was or anything political you could ask them, they would know a goddamn thing. They would have no involvement. They're lucky they voted. And all of a sudden, these fucking people are so knee-deep in, you know, these politicians' asses. I don't get it. They're not going to change it. I tell all my friends now, you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to block you. When you finish going back to school for your poli-sci degree, let me know. I'll vote for you. Right. The first election you want to fucking run for, I'm going to vote for you. Trust me. I'll vote twice for you.
Because your determination is evident.
Right. Exactly. So if that's how you feel so strongly about this political shit, fucking run for office.
Right.
Don't
do something really. Do something with that.
Go volunteer somewhere.
But you know what? I'm at that point now where I'm unfollowing people that are just like I get friend requests. So I'll look at their posts. And if I see political, gone. I don't need that. I don't care who, I don't care how many friends they have. You know what I mean?
Right.
Number one, I'm not even going to bother. And then those people that are friends that I see, just constantly see posts like, listen, I love my comedian friends, but again, you know,
you guys aren't the brightest people in the world.
Well, you know, you would think, you know, out of all the people that, you know, they're going to be making political points, You know what I
right.
mean?
At least be right about your facts.
I don't even give a fuck. You know what I mean? There's no right. You know,
yeah,
that's the point.
Everybody has their own opinion.
There are facts, though. There's facts, and people have the facts all, some of the facts all wrong, man.
Yeah.
Because there's false news, there's real news, there's news. You know, you don't have to believe anymore. You know who the fuck is that? Oh, are you watching the real news tonight, or is that the fake news? Did you hear the
You know, what do we believe?
What do you believe in, Dougie? Do you think that half this shit is made up? They're releasing fake news stories?
Listen, I'm not far off the belief that, you know, somehow there's a puppeteer, you know, casting this shit. I was watching something came, one of these anonymous things uh-huh. that hit the Facebook.
Yeah.
And it talks about how George Soros,
uh-huh.
because of the unexpected Trump win, kind of like put the Rothschilds in part of this group of the Illuminati
okay.
that control the United States. The reason why Russia is like has been challenging Obama and the tensions have been there is because, if you get really crazy, Russia feels that the United States have aliens living here on bases.
Mm.
And they're sharing military secrets and stuff like that and communications of the...
I believe that too.
and that the American government, when Obama got in, had been taken over by this portion of the Illuminati that's feathered through the Rothschilds and then through George Soros.
Mm.
Wow. What?
So, you know, whenever somebody gets people together to properly cause disruption, you know, if you want to blame anybody for the protests and all this, you know,
they think it's aliens?
No, I mean, it's
like,
you know,
really?
I don't know I don't know how the aliens feel about Trump. Yeah.
Duh.
Mulder? Scully?
It's aliens, guys. Yo, well, Anonymous, I like a lot of that conspiracy theory.
Listen
stuff.
To me, I think very deeply, and I thought about this right after the Super Bowl. The election was very much like the Super Bowl Sunday. Brady spotted, he fooled everybody.
Yeah, a lot of comics came out and made jokes about
did
that.
Did they?
Yeah. That's you funny. Didn't see that?
No, fuck no. No, I didn't. But I think it's true. I think that, you know, Trump's the same thing. Oh, we'll spot Hillary, all these fucking... What's the couple, what they say?
They're talking about how it's parallel, like, you know, they have memes of, you know, the Atlanta players with right next to Hillary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The funniest thing I saw was a video from that scene in Airplane where they're walking there slapping, and there's Brady slapping.
Beat the shit out of Goodell. Tom Brady goes up and starts smacking
everybody's
the shit out
right.
of
him. And then everybody walks up and smacks him.
Some
and
of that
Belichick goes smacks
some
him.
Some of that shit's pretty funny when they put somebody's face on that.
Yeah.
And that you just replace him.
Right. I
thought
that was hysterical.
He used to do that with the NBA players. You know, they put, you know, when they do their faces, actually, you know, they put their big heads on them when
right,
they're playing
right.
basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking big old head. Yeah. So anyway, my point is that I think I'm going to take a break. One way, like you said, it's whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You know, I'm not going to sit and discuss and discuss my ideology or even give a fuck about yours.
Right.
You know what I mean? At this point, I got to really focus on what I can control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Otherwise, you're going to go fucking crazy or we're going to go savage. Hashtag savage today.
Let me ask you a question. What's going on with the stock market? Because the first week in office, it topped 2,000 for the first time.
We're back over 20,000
okay,
on the Dow and stuff. And,
right.
But there's still questions. There's, you know, there's an economic break here in the Wake Up Labor Dougie Show. It's just, what you got to look at is because of potential tariffs and trying to bring – here's the thing. If you're going to try to bring an industry back to this
right.
country by more factories and working out deals where companies will, and here's the reason I voted for Trump, because things like NAFTA and things like that do need to be renegotiated.
Mm-hmm.
We can't keep taking it up the ass. You know, like, even if you worked for a company, you've been there for 10 years, it's time to sit back down with the boss and
right.
reevaluate how much value you bring to the, and we each bring to the situation.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise you get fucked and get paid. You don't get, you
right.
know, you're not even getting paid weekends.
Because things change.
Right, yeah, after a while. So that's what that's all about. Makes sense to me. And if you want to argue that, then you're a fucking moron, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have no experience running anything of that nature. So that's got to be done. And you know what? That's why people get a little aggravated. Deep down inside, Mexico and the government of Mexico is not like, oh, Trump, this is all political shit in
yeah.
the media. But basically, the president of Mexico, look, we don't want to be stuck working with the fucking Chinese. I love when Mexico, the governor of Mexico came out and said, you know, we have billions of people in China we can work with. You know, I'm like, yeah, good luck with that. They're not known to fuck you over and cheat.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, if you want to you know, go ahead and play that hard game. And that's all this was.
Too.
You know, the wall, all the shit. It's like if you're fighting, there's something called a feint. You know what a feint is?
Yeah, when you...
Then you act like you're going to jab,
right.
and you just want to see the reaction of the person.
Right.
You want to see how... fluid they are. Like right. if you make somebody flinch,
yeah.
You know, all of a sudden they look like they step, on marbles.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Then you really know, okay.
You pussy.
This is going to be quick.
It's called checking somebody.
Right.
Checking,
give them a little faint. So when you make, comments like the wall, comments like, this going on, it's a faint. It's like, hey, we're setting this up to renegotiate this whole fucking deal. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're going to bring business back in this country, can Americans expect to pay, do they mind paying 20% more for goods, knowing that the middle class is being developed and there's actually manufacturing balancing through? And it may take, that's the thing, like anything, it may take a little sweat off our backs. And that's what I think a lot of this fucking country and this young generation don't want to do. They don't want to have sweat.
Right.
You know, they don't want to work for shit. They want it to be handed to them by their fucking trust fund.
Did you know talk about this last time? Here's what comes from Mexico. Do you know what that is? There's top six products.
Yeah.
Avocados.
Avocados, limes, peppers. Hold on.
Cocaine?
No.
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
I had all six. I'll think of it. But there were things that. What does a lime cost you in a store?
There's
right
no margin.
Now? It's just three for a dollar. So let me ask you, it's 20% on a dollar.
Well,
we're sending steel.
That's
5 cents. Okay, yeah. So now instead of. It'll be $1.05 for your three limes instead of a dollar. So that whole 20% shit, you're not buying a bedroom set.
But we're also talking about your car. From like Mexico, if you're going to get cars manufactured here, your cars would be 20% more. So you got to look at that. Now again, a tariff and the suggestion of a tariff is just that. It's also a feint. It's a move, in our current administration's idea. So these are things. Now when it comes down, it doesn't matter. All that matters is when you negotiate. You can say whatever you want before. It's like a fight, or if you could talk shit when you can have a football game, right? You could have a golf match against somebody, and you're competing for something. You want to win in a sense. Then that's what you got to do. You got to okay. Look, we want to come out of this good. That's how you negotiate. So who knows? We may have expenses and we may have to get through that, but would that be worth it so that in the next 7 to 10 years, more or less, if we follow, that now you have the middle class, you have communities that have industry working there and things. It doesn't have to be widgets and people keep saying, well, there's going to be robots, but there's got to be people that can run the robots and run the computers. That's the new age. It's not some guy hanging a wrench, like on a fucking tool line. Mm-hmm. These are people that got to sit there and press buttons and watch over shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
fix them when they break down, by the way.
All kinds of stuff with it. You know what I mean? Right. So what was that movie with Bruce Willis, The Fifth Element?
Yep.
I love it when Gary Oldman, he's like, sometimes chaos is good for the thing, whatever his lines. He goes, and he spills his coffee, a little teacup.
Yep.
It's like, look at all these things working just because of that destruction, whatever.
All the
he
little
did.
Robots come, they sweep up the glass, they clean up the thing, and then they all disappear.
So you're right. So now if these things, is it worth it to do that? So that's why, I don't give a fuck what you say about the immigration thing or the ban, but just two things I'm impressed with. One, with the current administration, bringing all these people into the White House. Mm-hmm. Right, trying to bring them in, technology, all these CEOs, corporations. Hey, how can we make everything work better? Let's get this doing a lot. Jack Welch, who was the CEO, retired CEO of GE for many years, very successful CEO, well respected. Jack, you read his stuff when it comes to business. Warren Buffett's probably the only other person you could say is more prestige in a sense when it comes to stuff. Mm-hmm. He came out and said, "This is the first time in years I ever sat with a president. It felt like somebody actually wanted to get something done." Mm-hmm. And was intently listening and trying to, really put things together and really, make a big fucking difference.
The one thing that I've always heard about Donald Trump, and I have two very good friends who actually worked for him in New York. Or actually, one's daughter-in-law worked for him, and my friend's son worked for him. He said that he may not be the brightest guy in the world, but he hires the fucking smartest people around to surround himself to
right.
Because he knows. He knows that he's not the expert on all this shit, but when you bring in people.
But sometimes being successful comes down to decisions we make and how you make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Success and failure is not always determined on effort.
No.
It's a lot of times determined on decisions made on that process.
Right. Pulling the trigger, knowing when to pull it, and also taking a chance and saying, you know what? If I fail, I failed, and I'll learn from it. And if.
A lot of things go with that making the decision process. Do you agree there, Elgin? That,
totally.
Make like as an actor, you make decisions like what you do and don't do.
Yeah.
As a comedian, there's things now I won't do. Gigs I won't take. Speaking of going to a different from our current president to our former president Obama caught in very chill situation. What do you think the president's doing now that he's not really worrying about? Can you imagine how relief that is to wake up now that you're not the president anymore?
He has to be hanging out.
Reports from Richard Branson's private island just off British Virgin Islands indicate former President Barack Obama is engaged in what critics have deemed an extremely chill situation. There were indications last week when video of Obama wearing a backwards hat, sunglasses, and rubber flip-flops leaked online. But now we know.
Smoking a blunt and playing some Jay-Z shit on his beats.
Yeah, look at this one. Barack Obama and billionaire Richard Branson had a kite surfing competition. He's hanging out, man. The picture is him drinking a coconut.
Exactly. Yeah,
he's having a blast.
Now that's one thing about Obama. You couldn't see Trump like kite flying, or was
he's
it?
He's 20 years older than him.
Yeah, there's no way he's fit enough.
20 years older than him. No.
Yeah, big kite.
That was one of the things funny when Trump had all the Harley Davidson people there. Mm-hmm. At the White House, they're like, yeah, I bet the press would love to see me get on that and crash.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a humor.
He's not humorless, man.
No.
What happened?
Now, I always get disappointed. Like we talk about people. There was a case in Miami yesterday where a person left their kid in the car for over an hour and a half. And thank God it's not that hot. But the kid was sick. They forgot. They supposedly forgot.
Oh, really?
But in Miami, and thank God it's in the 80s yesterday, right? The kid had to go to the hospital, you know, he wasn't well. I think he's all right now. But a 9-year-old calls 911 as her dad allegedly is drunk at the wheel.
What?
Within the car, the video or the call, help me please. My daddy's drunk and he's driving me. A Georgia dad was charged after his crying 9-year-old daughter called police as he allegedly drove drunk with his kids in the car.
Oh, my
kids.
God.
17-minute call was made to police Sunday while their dad drove the little girl and her younger sister from Atlanta to St. Simons Island to go there to go to their grandparents' house. I'm gonna drop you fucking kids off so I can go get fucked up more. Kid says, hello, it's 9-1. I'm a kid. I think my dad is drunk. I know my dad is drunk, and he's the only one driving, and I think I'm going to get into a wreck. Help me, please, help me. Now, kids today, here's the thing. You don't know if this kid today is just one of these little, you know, fuck-up kids.
Yeah.
And he's just trying, you know, trying to get
trouble.
Oh, you're going to ground me? You're not going to let me be a cheerleader? Right. Okay.
Yeah, but there's also, there's some, you know, validity to her story, because authorities said her father...
He was wasted?
He hacked his breathalyzer device installed in his car in order to drive.
The fact that he has one of those in his car, he's already guilty in my mind.
There you go.
Somebody would sit there and go, well, are you sure he hacked it? Like, the fact that there's one in this guy's car kind of leads to us to believe that this guy's got a drinking problem.
He might have a little bit of a problem.
Right?
Unless he's borrowing
it. I think it's safe to say. I mean, it's not factual. We can't determine that.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good thing if you know somebody has one of those things in their car.
Well, you know how he hacked it. He just had her blow into it.
Yeah.
it doesn't pick up fucking Capri Sun.
It smells like cotton candy.
Yeah.
Wesley Bunger, 36, was arrested after the 9-year-old gave her parents' address to the police.
Oh, my God.
Police said when they arrived, Bunger was visibly intoxicated. He was charged with DUI, endangering a child, and DUI while driving with a suspended license.
Okay. So he shouldn't be fucking driving in the first place. This guy's a triple whammy.
Get these fucks off the road, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. What's stopping them from grabbing some keys, getting in the car, and they could still physically do it. Even
hey,
if
man,
take
come
it.
Blow into this thing in my car. What?
Yeah.
By the way, we're going to take a break in a minute, but here's a ranking of the nation's 100 best, I won't go through all 100 probably, but places to live. Ever think about relocating?
Yeah, me? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, get out of Florida?
I'm getting out of the... you know, and it's not
country?
And it's not because of anything other than the fact that with what little money I will have to retire with, it can go a lot farther in places like Vietnam or where can I go? I can go to, you know, some really nice Asian countries.
Yeah, the wife and I talked about me opening up we opened a bed and breakfast over in Cambodia.
That's a great idea, man.
We'll have a comedy club.
Uh-huh.
That's probably the best idea.
You know what I'm saying?
Ever. Yep. You live in paradise. It's like...
It's dirt cheap to eat there and everything else, you know. It's insane. $2, yeah. You eat 20 shrimp the size of your fist.
I get a check from the. I get a check here from the homeland. You keep all your accounts here.
Of
based,
course.
And once a month, or you get a little stipend of income.
Just, right.
Send me a couple $100.
Disappear like Andy Dufresne.
Yeah.
You just open up a little shop on the beach.
Well, you never know. U.S. News ranks nation's top 100 best places to live. And let's see this list. Blah, blah, blah. All right. Here's the top 15.
Fort Lauderdale.
There is not a Florida city in there. Anybody else want to guess the states? Numbers coming in at number 15, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas.
Wow.
Coming in at number 14, Charlotte, North Carolina, where I've considered actually relocating to.
Been there in the winter? You've been there in winter, right?
Yeah, it's cold.
It's cool. Not that bad, though.
The problem
right?
with that area, when it snows and shit, they're handicapped.
Yeah.
It's not like you're in the real north, northeast, and midwest. When it snows, the streets are, right. You know, they know what the fuck they're doing. And those areas, everything shuts down.
Yeah.
Number 13, Nashville, Tennessee. I heard that's a nice place. Hmm. Number 12, Boise, Idaho.
No.
Yeah.
It's too colder.
What the fuck is in Idaho?
A lot of potatoes.
Number 11, Colorado Springs, and I agree with the weed situation. That is a great place. I loved Colorado Springs when I was there last year. Salt Lake City, Utah comes in at number 10. Des Moines, Iowa, I perform there. I'll be there at Penguins, by the way, in the first week of June. I'll be headlining Thursday and Friday and Saturday featuring.
Wow.
Number 8, Boston, Massachusetts, you fucking retard. Number 7, Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina.
Beautiful.
It's a nice place.
Yeah.
Is that where Duke is?
That's where the Bull Durhams were.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. Number 6, Seattle, Washington. Very depressing.
Right. You know, they have over 60 or 70% rain. What do you call it? Thing. You know?
Per year.
Yeah.
Rainfall.
Number 5, Fayetteville, Arkansas. Number 4, Washington, D.C. I don't know about that. Number 3, San Jose, California. Number 2, Denver. And number 1, Austin, Texas. So, if you're thinking about relocating, check those places out. But I think I like the idea of opening a bed and breakfast comedy and
dude,
people
WQ.
Traveling. They could stay there for a couple nights as they tour through Asia and have, you know, bring in actual, have comics stay there for a week or two.
And you know what? You have a pretty good standing with a lot of people. You can bring out constant rotation of features and headliners.
Right?
That'd be a great, yeah, spot.
Except people
there.
Stay there. Hey, man, we'll pay you.
Hey,
we'll want
to come
you
to Cambodia for the fucking weekend?
Yeah.
That's...
Weekend? You ain't going to drive there, fly there for a weekend. They're going to be like on a week. They'll stay at the place for a week or two.
Mm.
You're going to make it work. But, you know, you're working. You're just working. You're staying there. You're in the resort. Yeah, well, it's my bed. I don't know if I'm going to have a resort. I don't know if I'd call it a resort.
Right.
But, you know, it'd be nice. It'd be all modern. It'd be all, you know, American kept, you know, like, you know, not. I mean, it's not going to be American flag.
Forks?
Or anything. Yeah, we're going to give people the choice. We got some
forks. What are you laughing at? Do they all have chopsticks over there? You ever been?
No, I've never been to Cambodia before, but I mean, that's just
can't
funny.
Find a fork.
You haven't been to Cambodia?
That's the most American thing is forks.
Right. Anyway, right. So this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Peter Leonard and Elgin David.
Yep.
And we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things that have happened around the world and make fun of it. Not just pointing it out. Now we're making fun of it. You hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying, son? Don't make me get savage on your ass.
Dougie Savage, coming to a comedy club near you.
It's much different than the other alter ego I've been trying on stage, which is Flaco Gordo.
Flaco Gordo?
Hi, I'm Flaco Gordo. I like Oreos, but the thin ones.
Oh, boy.
Yes. I like the women with the bigger titties, but the smaller waist.
Oh, boy.
First story. A lot of Florida stories here, thanks to Peter Leonard, by the way.
Thank you.
Lakeland man hacks bank, tries to steal $7 billion. Because Jesus wanted him to, officials say.
Well, they're a little short on the Catholic Church these days.
Yeah.
They're paying out a lot of, you know, child abuse priest cases and shit, so they need to fill up the coffers a little bit.
Yeah. An unemployed Lakeland man has entered a guilty plea on charges he made $7 billion in fraudulent wire transfers because Jesus wanted him to be wealthy, court documents say. Yeah, Jesus wants me to be wealthy, too. In a heavily redacted criminal complaint, John Michael Hackshaw, or Haskew, was accused of setting up the wire transfers on December 9th and 10th from large nationally renowned financial institutions. Nowadays, it's kind of hard with all the anti-money laundering rules and everything the banks are running. You know, they pick up all kinds of certain activity.
And what do they expect to do with all that cash, man?
The bank involved was only identified as Bank A in the complaint, Bank of America, I'd imagine.
B-O-A.
When asked, when he continued to make the wire transfers, Haskew told investigators that he believed that he deserved the money. He stated that Jesus Christ created wealth for everyone. You know, Jesus is on the $100 bill.
Yeah.
The criminal complaint said, using the scheme, Haskew believed that he could obtain the wealth that Jesus Christ created for him that belonged to him. Question is, will this guy be in a cell or in a room?
Yeah.
Lakeland, Florida, where Winter Circle is, if you're ever out there, comedy every Friday night. Tell Bill Alcock that you heard it on the Wake Up Play with Dougie show.
Yeah.
40-year-old woman accused of sex with teens at her child's party. Now, this woman is not a looker, so I'm only wondering what these kids look like.
You got to be kidding me with this, Dougie.
What?
For real?
Yeah, these freaky parents, man.
With their friends' kids?
They get
her kids' friends?
Yeah, the kids come over. Hey, bring your friends out. And they usually let them smoke pot there. That's like the party house.
Oh, my God. I want to see this.
And all of a sudden, you know.
I want to see this Broadman.
Ugh.
She looks like a maid. Like she, you know.
Hey, you know what, though? You put enough makeup on her,
yeah,
she could be a looker, dude.
Yeah, maybe they woke her up in the middle of the morning.
Yeah, what town is that?
Yeah, where's that from?
This is in the West Coast of Bradenton.
She's the hottest bitch in Bradenton, I'll tell you that right now. Isn't she, Elgin?
Oh, absolutely.
She's definitely Bradenton's finest.
Woman accused of having sex with teenagers is facing additional charges in connection with the same incident. A total of 5 victims have now been identified, according to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office. 3 of them are 16-year-old boys. It's almost a victimless crime.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Isn't it a little different when a 14-year-old boy is banging a 40-year-old woman?
How old are they?
There was 2 16-year-old boys.
But you know what, though? Come on. She's 40 years old, and these kids, even though, I mean, they're still at that age, she's way more older, advanced,
dude,
more knowledgeable.
When I was 16,
you can't do that to a kid.
When I was 16, I was working at Wags. I told you the story.
Yeah.
Which is like the equivalent of a Denny's. It's a Walgreens company, but they just have a place called Wags.
Okay.
And, you know, there was a waitress there, this ginger chick, tall, big old boobs, nice and thin, long, reddish strawberry hair. She was married. I was banging the hell out of her for, you know, a couple weeks. And I was 16.
Any batter?
And she was probably like in her early 30s.
Batter churn up and all?
I don't know. She was
hot. God.
Oh,
loved it?
She was like one of the first girls I ever made out with that smoked.
Oh, Jesus.
Like cigarettes. Ew. But I was excited at the time. I was like, oh, this is neat.
Yeah, that's gross.
And of course, those big pendulous breasts.
Pendulous. Love that word.
She drove her husband's. He had like a 74 Cougar, Mercury Cougar. It's like lime green color.
She was the weird Cougar.
Well, you know, I didn't know the term at that time, but it worked out well.
Yeah, Dougie.
He drove a Cougar and so did you.
Yeah, I drank.
Hey, write that down quick.
Even back then, you were savage, man.
I was savage, man.
Yeah, I fucked it bad.
But, you know, I mean, listen, I knew what was going on.
He drove
I'm not
a Cougar,
stupid. I mean, you know what I mean? It was great. I tell you what, it gave me a lot more. I was a lot smoother back then with the chicks in school. And when you're banging a 30-year-old, then you go back to 17 and 15-year-olds. You're like,
yeah, but how do you feel about this? The defendant's daughter witnessed her mother engaged in some of the activity.
Oh, well, this is getting freaky then.
That's fucking terrible. Come on. Savage. That mom is savage right there.
Iyer allegedly gave the minors alcohol, told one she needed help showering and had sex. Oh, yeah. Hey, Billy, can you help me come shower? I can't reach certain spots anymore.
Yes. Yeah. I'll bring that toilet brush with you.
According to the previous report, she appeared intoxicated when deputies arrived at her home. Wow. None of my parents or family friends were like that.
Ugh.
Hey, man, but wow. Like I said, those kids are like, you know.
Could you imagine, though, your friend's mom, and then you guys could never be friends again after that? Let's be honest. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's like when
your friends banged your mom, and those are your like childhood friends.
Yeah, it's like
who else do you know in the world?
Right.
Well, who else did you want to bang your mom? A stranger? Come on, seriously.
Hey, it's got to be somebody I know.
Right.
If it's gonna be anybody.
Eddie, you ever want to fuck my mother? She's really tight, man. Oh, you have already? Oh, okay.
Oh, you are right now? My sister's watching.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, your sister and your mom are over here blowing me. President Trump's face on some of 5,500 packets of heroin.
What?
Mailed to Hernando in Hernando County, Florida. Hernando County Sheriff's Office deputies confiscated 5,500 packages of heroin during a recent bust. Some of the heroin was in packaging that featured President Donald Trump's face. The sheriff said Johnson would travel, but this guy would. Okay, Nia said Kelvin Scott Johnson was arrested for trafficking heroin. That's you know, I haven't seen heroin being passed around anywhere.
Me neither. I don't. You know, we don't hang in those circles. You know, certainly.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's got to be something that, you know, you end up finding out. Like,
oh, that's cool. They just like stamped it on all the little packages.
The sheriff had said Johnson would travel to city in the Northeast, purchase heroin, and then ship it back to the Tampa area, specifically Spring Hill.
Yeah.
A postal worker found the drugs and then called the sheriff's office after he got high as fuck for a couple hours.
Yeah. Wow, look at that.
I heard he got trumped up.
That's a lot of heroin.
That's going to be the new expression, trumped up.
Get trumped up. Get trumped up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get trumped up.
Yeah.
They eventually confiscated 5,500 packages of heroin, some of which was in the packaging that featured old Cheeto face himself.
That's funny.
Johnson, who has long criminal history, faces charges of possession of cocaine and trafficking in heroin, amongst others. Bail is set at $75,000.
That's it? Goalie. For all that heroin?
Well, look at it. See, I mean, I've never seen
it's a lot heroin.
Yeah, it's a ton of heroin. Yeah, it's a lot of heroin.
It makes you turn orange if you take it, though.
Does it?
That's why they call it Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Agent Orange.
So, hey.
I wonder what his White House. Does anybody know his White House nickname is, by the way, for this, what do you call it?
Secret Service?
They all have nicknames, you know.
I think it's top secret until they leave.
No.
Yeah, you don't know what their code word. Why? That's what a code word's supposed to be. You're not that the whole world isn't supposed to know what the fucking everybody that's involved in the Trump family.
It's Fuckface Von Clownstick. Fuckface Von Clownstick.
Hey, speaking of Fuckface, most wanted fan. Man with Patriots tattoos wanted in Pinellas, another Florida story.
Yeah.
What?
Usually Victor Thompson stands out in a crowd, but he's in a pack of Patriots fans this weekend. He might just blend in. Thompson, the subject of four arrest warrants in Pinellas County, dating back to 2015, has his skull tattooed to match a New England Patriots helmet.
Dude, his whole head, Elgin, is tattooed like a fucking Patriots helmet. Look at him.
Oh my God!
He's even got the little Patriots emblem on his forehead, on the top of his forehead.
Yeah,
the emblem on the side. I'm surprised he didn't. Why did he tattoo a face mask?
Now, what about your guy, that fucking idiot, your Dallas Cowboys comedian?
Wow, look at this. What's his name? Guy
to put the Dallas Cowboys shit on his arm. That comedian.
He has the trophy on his head.
What's his name? That kid?
Oh, Jordan Garnett.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's gonna do that to his head next.
Yeah, shave your head and then put predicted
Dallas Cowboys.
Dude, it would have been the biggest thing ever if they made it and then won for him. I swear, that would have been so fucking cool.
Yeah, he would have but unfortunately,
you know what? Like,
for how long?
I'm saying the guy from MTV, Rob Dyrdek, he predicted the score of the Super Bowl, and now everybody's talking about it.
Yeah,
because it was true. And if that would have happened for Jordan, it would have been a big bump.
And
big
I mean, it's a question: how long are they talk about that shit for? Till tomorrow?
So what? It would have been cool. It would have been a pop culture moment that people would always remember. Like, hey, maybe at the time when that, you know.
Yeah, where were you when Jordan Garnett tattooed his fucking arm? Yeah, that's really. Yeah.
That's
like a Kennedy assassination, isn't
he
it?
He predicted it. That's
cool. Yeah, listen, if they actually won, he would have got, I'm sure he got a lot more.
Oh,
he would have been on the. Probably,
it would have been awesome.
He would have probably been on the talk show.
Yeah. So, anyway,
but
that's
unfortunately.
It didn't happen.
They didn't win.
Yeah.
Sport. The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat.
That's right.
Good one.
Hey, listen, to win big, you got to fail big. That's the way it works.
Yes. You miss. You know, hey, what did Gretzky say?
If you want to get if you want to get ahead quickly, and you want mm-hmm. You want to advance, then hey, that's what you got to take those chances.
What did Gretzky say?
I pass the puck to where the puck
you
is going to be.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Oh, there you go.
How do you like that, Elgin?
I love it.
All right. Well, we got thank God we have stories. Woman used $1.2 million forged check to try to buy a house.
The house is only $85,000. She expects to change.
What an idiot!
That's how they busted.
Have you ever had anybody forge your name on a document?
Yeah, I had my income tax stolen 3 years ago.
Wow, I don't believe I have.
No, yeah, somebody did that to us. They the identity part of that, and we got that straight. They got that straightened out. But
it took me 2.5 years to do it.
But my blessed brother's son.
Mm-hmm.
Forge my name on a lease agreement in an apartment complex.
That sucks.
And, thank God I have one of those credit watch systems, going.
It's funny. Was this recent?
It's three or 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. I thought it just happened. Okay.
Yeah, same one. I'm stuck with this student loan bill.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So what happened with this other thing? They let you off, obviously.
I got an inquiry that sent to me. I got the email, said, hey, an inquiry was done by this place. I called the place. Found out it was an apartment complex. I go, look, my name's on something, and spoke. Oh, well, you're so and so Almeida. Yeah, it's my nephew. It's like, well, he said you're co-signed for him on an apartment lease. Uh-huh. I was like, well, no, I didn't sign that. Right. Oh, okay. Well, that changes things here right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
So they evicted him.
Yeah, like mother, like son. His mother, my brother's wife, forged my mother's name on 3 Visa card apps.
That's fucked.
You know, my first wife, when my son was born 28 years ago, my first wife my mother flew down from New York to hang out for a week. The baby was born.
Right.
She took 3 checks out of the back of her checkbook.
Yeah, so she wouldn't see it.
Right, and wrote for months and wrote checks. How many checks does an 80-year-old woman write? Not many.
She's not going to pay attention.
And she fucking, yeah, she actually filed charges against her. See,
when that happened, my mother wasn't going to press charges.
Yeah, well, my mother didn't.
Yeah. Woman used $1.2 million forged check in Dillsburg, Pennsylvania. Police say a Pennsylvania woman tried to buy a house by forging a $1.2 million check from a credit union. Police say it happened back in January. Investigators say 49-year-old Catherine Kempson used the internet to copy a business logo from Members First Federal Credit Union to create the $1.2 million check. She's also accused of writing a bad check for the $60,000 to a real estate agency as part of the bogus transaction.
She must have just watched a movie, Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah.
She was sitting there with the typewriter.
Much like players can't go out and cheat with all the social media and everything that's going on, unless you're really good at it. If you're going to try to swindle your way nowadays through a lot of this shit, it's very difficult.
It's a lot different now to forge a check than it was fucking 30, 40 years ago. I mean, come on. The technology now, they got holograms and that shit. I mean, and how big? A million? What? Get out of here.
1.2 mil.
Idiot.
No one's going to check the act. It's like it's one thing. The people that get away with shit are the ones that, and I shouldn't say this because, banks will, I'm not supposed to divulge secrets of the banks when they get robbed. I'll tell you if you want to ask me in person. They'll do write checks for under a certain amount so that it's not picked up or it's not
right.
But you end up getting like 8 or 9 of them done. Like that lady took a bunch of those checks. She probably wrote 500, 300. You don't want to write a check for $10,000,
But damn, right. she walked in there and tried to use a
$1.2 million after writing a check for $60,000.
Savage. That's savage. Right
savage.
There.
That's just fucked up. Yeah. All right. One last story. All right. I'll give you guys a choice.
Yeah.
All right. Pittsburgh police say man was driving drunk in lingerie, or doctor removes 130-pound tumor from a Mississippi man.
Doctor.
Let's go to doctor.
Yeah, because we did a drunk guy story already.
Yeah. Wow, 130-pound tumor. It's not a tumor.
It's another person. That's me.
Yeah, that's like pulling Elgin out of you.
That's huge. Oh, my God.
In Bakersfield, California, a California doctor removed a 130-pound tumor from a Mississippi man who had been told by other physicians that he was just fat. You just a fat ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't going to work on you, you big fat ass. Stop eating the Oreos. Roger Logan, 57, had the non-cancerous growth removed back on January 31st at Bakersfield Memorial Hospital, where they later cooked it on a barbecue.
Oh, my God.
They cooked it on a barbecue, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
It's like a pig in a box, man.
Oh, listen, you know, God. The women eat their placenta. Some of the people eat their placenta after they give birth. Yeah, but I think there's nothing more disgusting than that.
But a placenta isn't a tumor. Like, yeah. What's worse?
They actually still do that? They request to have that done?
Some women do.
Oh, some women do. They bake in like a little like fucking omelet.
Dude, there
was
some actress just recently just fucking did. I couldn't write in People Magazine. I'm like, what?
I remember seeing that a few years ago, and it grossed me out.
Ugh, oh, that's disgusting.
God.
The tumor probably started as an ingrown hair that became infected, swelled, and developed its own blood supply. Wow.
Wow. So it was like a person.
This fucking tumor scored 1,100 on an SAT.
You know what that probably was? That was probably like a mutant little twin.
Might have been a
twin. Have you ever had one of those ingrown hairs? Like
that turned out to be a twin?
No. No.
I've one that was like 6 feet long once.
No, I'm telling you. I had one on my ball sack one time a couple years ago. And this was right after, remember, comedian Matt Zeegan? I don't know if you're around at that time.
I wonder who
the Viking comedy.
Oh, the Viking comedy. I love that guy.
Yeah, he was great. I mean, he got sick when I remember hearing that. He had an ingrown hair or some sort of big boil like on his balls. And I'm assuming he popped it and it got infected or something. He almost died from being septic.
Oh, my God.
He got really sick from it. And it was. But I remember I was like, I'm sitting there taking a shit. You know, I'm just sitting there. And, you know,
playing with your balls.
I'm playing with my balls.
Right.
And I feel this like, what the fuck? And I look and it was like a bulb, like a finger, like a pus. Like oh my God. You know.
Right.
And I, you know, the first thing you do is you just test it a little bit.
Your wife have him too? I'm kidding.
Shut the fuck up.
Because that's the first thing I think of if I was fucking married. So, like,
you
know,
so I give it that little test, like you test like a melon or something, how ripe. And it literally just exploded.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And it was like, holy shit, you know. But, of course, I didn't go, oh, great, you know, wipe my ass, you know, and then fuck. You know, I got the, you know, the antiseptic.
Ajax.
But
that's what the underwear with the hole is for. You fucking let your dick hang out the hole.
But you ever have an ingrown hair on your face or something? And when you pop, you know, you pop it.
Listen to me.
It's like major eruption.
I had a fucking thing on my chest, maybe 10, not longer than that, 20 years of this. And I was playing ball at the time. See this fucking thing on my chest. I thought I had a tumor. And I just went pop, and this ball came out of me. It's like a white ball.
Oh, it's probably a cyst.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I thought I'd fucking have to get, like, stitches or some shit. This thing came flying out of my chest. I didn't know how the fuck it got out, you know? And I got to tell you, man, it scared the crap out of me. Well, but the first thing I think about, I saw something on my cock once, but they were moving. You know, you wonder who did I bang last night?
That's the worst part, when you got something wrong down there and you're like, how many people do I have to blame?
Or have to tell.
Yeah. Hey, man, you've been fucking around on me.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you've been fucking around on me. You've been fucking around me.
Right.
It was a time like that back in the early 20s.
Yeah.
Just right after I first left my ex-girlfriend. I was, it was the best. At any rate. So if you have a, you know, be careful with those things, guys.
Yeah. Everybody go home and check your balls tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would want to do it, ask your neighbor.
By the time that, by the way, back to this guy, by the time the tumor reached 130 or 140 pounds, doctor told Logan it was too risky for him to have surgery. You just got to deal with it, like an unwanted relative.
Well, but, was this a heavy set guy?
Well,
he was after that.
No, but I mean, in general, is he a big guy? Because, it's harder to do surgery on somebody who's overweight.
Yeah.
But his wife Kitty scoured the country for specialists to help this kid out. She just kept pushing, her husband said. Of course, she doesn't want him fucking walk around with a 130-pound tumor.
Right.
They made the 2,000-mile, 40-hour trip to California, Central California, with his chair bottled to the floor of a cargo van. Just like I was in my living room at home.
Bolted it to the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Logan finally made it, blah, blah, blah. Logan is now recovering. Last ever, he was able to walk practically the first time in years.
Can I ask either one of you something? You ever watched the TV show, My 600-Pound Life?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Have you seen that, Dougie?
Yeah. It's huge people.
It is one of the most disgusting vile things you could possibly
they're fat people.
Let yourself
no,
get
they're
to. But
morbidly
they're, this is
obese.
Not
no,
fat.
These are people that have, like, they look like a big, they look like Jabba.
Some people
they
might
like,
have a thyroid problem.
There's not a thyroid problem. There's nothing, it's such a lot of horse shit, this thyroid
I mean, these
thing.
People basically become
they just,
spots on the map.
They, and the wild thing is, how do your parents, they had a girl on last week, she was like 24 years, 23 or 4 years old.
Parents just keep feeding her, right? Keep
and
her happy.
What are you going to do? Let her, but she had to, this girl was walking, her bedroom was upstairs.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel safe being beneath that bedroom.
By the way, I'm real excited. This past weekend, it's always great when you're working and you get to you be on stage that many times. Say it was great the gig. You get to work there and it's four nights, mm-hmm. five nights. And I found a great place for my new joke because you know, the fattest man alive is a true story. He weighs 1,428 pounds. His name is Pablo and he lives in Mexico.
Okay,
1,428 pounds. Yeah, that's one guy Trump doesn't have to worry about jumping over the wall. You hear me?
Right.
Unfortunately, the Mexican government's building a big slingshot. And,
a fucking catapult.
Listen, people died. I put that at the end of my fat guy bit, and it fucking crushes.
Yeah? The slingshot?
Yeah. When did I say the Mexican government's building this big slingshot?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And it's pretty cool. The kid who was running the audios and stuff, he would put, like, when I do my Ron Jeremy joke, when I got to a certain part, he'd put the pictures on the two big screens of Ron Jeremy.
See, now that's the type of things you can do with your act. You can add the whole Ben Savage thing.
Yeah.
And you're Dougie Savage, and you can say, and you can put the pictures up there.
Yeah.
Compare, like, him in the little jacket and then you in the fucking jacket.
Yeah, look at us.
You know what I mean?
I got pushed out, you know.
Right.
I was like,
you know, there was actually three Savage brothers.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
I got
Fred,
passed
ben,
up, Mikey.
And Dougie Savage.
I got passed up, Mikey. I was supposed to be next.
Because you didn't want to hook up with Howie Mandel.
That's right.
Because, you know, they did that movie when they were little kids.
Yeah.
Have you seen this movie, Little Monsters? It's the most creepiest, like, borderline
child,
like,
shit.
Yeah, like he pulls shit on this kid's pants, and he's saying a lot of weird
Howie
shit.
Howie Mandel,
but it's supposed to be like a cartoon character, but it's still like an adult and a kid. It's weird.
Right. Well, I'll go check that out. Anyway, that's all I have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Wow, we're ending the show
that's
on
it.
That note.
Yeah, that's it. All yeah, right. What are you gonna do? But hey, don't forget. By the way, it's Tuesday. This will be released by the time it's released. I'm going to be going to American Rock Bar and Grill where Mike Vecchione's headlining over there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget, Wednesday night, he'll be at Tavolino's in Coral Springs. Mike Vecchione, very funny guy, one of the funniest comedy writers around. He'll be here. Mike Cintron's going to be featuring. And Fawad Ahmed, I remember his name, a younger comic, he'll be doing a guest spot. Don't forget, this Saturday.
Oh, Nadeem Awad.
Yeah, he's going to be doing a spot.
Good friend of mine.
Yeah?
Yeah, cool, I've known him for a very long time.
And then on Saturday, I'm going to be in Fort Pierce, opening up for Mike Vecchione at the Sunrise Theater. Go to Sunrise Theater, Casey and Spaz Comedy for details. Follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook as well. And you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Elgin?
You can follow me at Elgin David Comic.
And Peter?
Don't follow me anywhere. I'll have you arrested. But you can find me on Facebook, the Food for Thought Radio Show.
Thanks for listening, guys. And to come back next week on Monday with our new host, my new co-host, Ciro Dobrik, will be in the studios with us, and I'm sure we'll have something to talk about.
It's gonna be fun. He's cool.
See you guys then.
They travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground.
Nation.